Sligo Airport has been struggling for a good many years now with funding since the removal of the public service obligation in 2011 when the last Sligo-Dublin flights were removed. And since then, the airport has been largely self-sufficient and self-funding. It's gone to a stage now where Sligo Airport, along with Shannon, are the only two 24-hour stations, airports, that are manned with a tower 24-7. Now, Sligo needs to be manned 24-7 because it is the base for 118, our rescue helicopter. There are four current helicopter bases around the country at the moment in Sligo, Shannon, Waterford and Dublin. And like Sligo, Waterford no longer has any commercial flights or activity out of it. But Waterford has received funding yearly, and Minister of State John Halligan has received $375,000 in funding to cover the day-to-day running costs of Waterford Airport. Now, I believe at the moment Sligo is under the same pressure as Waterford is, and it needs to be funded adequately. Currently, there is no funding there except the airport's own resources to man the tower. And we're not talking about a lot of money here. We're talking about €50,000 to man the tower for the year.
Have you spoken to the Irish Coast Guard? Because ultimately, Irish Coast Guard is responsible for the operations of Rescue 118.
The Irish Coast Guard is responsible for the operations of 118, but the aircraft themselves are operated by a Canadian company called CHC, who supply the helicopters to the Coast Guard services. But at the moment, the situation is for Sligo is that it needs funding immediately so that it can provide the service to back up 118, which is vital in this area. It's one of the most vital pieces of infrastructure that we have in the area is Sligo Airport. And we have to turn around and see how important it is to us. In the region, in the Connacht region alone, including Cavan and Donegal, we're talking about an aircraft that supports almost 700,000 people, from kids to adults. Like, this is a service that cannot be laughed at. We're talking about 50,000. It's pittance. It's working out at about 7 cents per head per capita for the region. It's a no-brainer.
And does the Coast Guard have an alternative plan in the event that Sligo Airport turns around and says, we cannot sustain this any longer? Do the Coast Guard have an alternative plan? Do they have a fallback position?
Not that I'm aware of. But to relocate, I'm told by the chair of the Sligo Airport, to relocate the aircraft, you're talking in the region of between 1 and 2 million euros. We're talking about 50,000 here we need to man this air traffic tower 24-7. So if it was manned properly, the cost of relocation would be working out at about 25 years of funding for the service in Sligo. So relocation is out of the question.
You've been in touch with the Minister. Your party, I'm sure, is raising this in Dáil Éireann. What sort of responses have you been getting?
Successive Fine Gael ministers have been lobbied on this on behalf of Sligo Airport, and including our Taoiseach at the moment, Leo Varadkar. And they've all promised, but they've never delivered. So we're asking them, and we're asking Minister Shane Ross to come out here and support Sligo Airport, because the region has been let down by the Minister. He seems to have supported his colleague in Minister of State, John Halligan, for Waterford. We're asking for the same response to Sligo Airport, because we feel, and everyone feels, that the west of Ireland has been let down by this government. And it's time that the people stood up, and especially Minister Ross. It's time to do something good for the people of the northwest.